The Holocaust. The horror of the Holocaust is not that it deviated from human norms. The horror is that it didn't. What happened may happen again, to others not necessarily Jews, perpetrated by others, not necessarily Germans. We are all possible victims, possible perpetrators, possible bystanders. Yehuda Bauer, an introduction. Between 1933 and 1945, the Nazi regime and their collaborators murdered 6 million European Jews and 5 million non-Jews. The terms Shoah and Holocaust are used to label the persecution and extermination of European Jews at the hands of Nazis. The Shoah, meaning calamity in Hebrew or destruction, since the Middle Ages, has been widely adopted since the 1940s to describe the genocide and persecution of European Jews specifically. However, the definition of the term Holocaust has been contested, in particular as to whether or not it should include the persecution of the other victims of Nazi Germany. The Holocaust often refers to the non-Jewish victims of Nazi Germany and is sometimes even extended to describe other genocides, for example, Rwandan Holocaust. Organizations such as Yad Vashem strictly limit the definition to include only the Jewish victims, considering the intentionally specific targeting and elimination of European Jews. The Holocaust was not limited to Germany, nor was it inevitable. Historians and social scientists have asked why the Holocaust happened. What were the structural and social conditions that made it possible? Historical and contemporary anti-Semitism was one of many factors that lead to the murder of the Jews during World War II. As is the case with all historical events, there were many complex factors, such as the rise of nationalism, world economic depression, the aftermath of World War I, the failure of democracy in Germany, and the lack of will by world governments to take in Jewish refugees. Adolf Hitler and Nazi ideology. Adolf Hitler was born to an Austrian family in 1889 and moved to Germany in 1913. He served in the German army during World War I and soon after became heavily involved in German politics. He was attracted to ideas of German nationalism, anti-Semitism, anti-capitalism, and anti-Marxism. Adolf Hitler was appointed Chancellor of Germany from 1933 to 1945, and Führer from 1934 to 1945. Nazi ideology was based on a set of racial ideals which were founded on the scientific principles of social Darwinism. This Nazi ideology ranked society through purity of blood, establishing a hierarchy wherein the top were the purest, and all others were increasingly polluted through years of race mixing. Utilizing this hierarchical structure, Jews were least ideal and were placed on the bottom, labeled the enemy of the state. The Nazis put forth ideas based on centuries-old concepts of anti-Semitism, including religious and economic forms of discrimination. They connected these historical ideas with contemporary concerns, blaming the Jewish people for German and European societal problems, including Germany's defeat in World War I. The Holocaust. After Hitler became Chancellor of Germany, the Nazi Party immediately began passing anti-Jewish laws with the goal of removing Jews from Germany. Originally, the idea was simply to get Jews to leave, but emigration was not an easy task, as Jews were asked to give up their homes, livelihoods, and businesses, charged exorbitant fees, and had few places of escape open to them. Nazi policy shifted to direct violence against Jews and their property. A pivotal moment for this change took place on the nights of November 9 and 10, 1938, when Nazis and their supporters took to the streets of Germany and Austria, burning and looting Jewish shops, homes, and synagogues, and arresting an estimated 30,000 men who were sent to the German concentration camps Dachau and Sachsenhausen. Known as Kristallnacht, Night of Broken Glass, the state-sponsored pogroms signaled to the world that Jewish life in Germany would never be the same. By 1942, the German army occupied most of Eastern and Western Europe. Anti-Jewish laws were passed in all occupied countries. Jews were removed from the general populations and placed in ghettos, or were murdered by the Einsatzgruppen, Himmler-led death squads that made their way east towards the Russian front. At this time, the number of Jews inherited with each occupation became overwhelming, and the murder of innocent civilians, including women and children, upon the SS killing squads was taking its toll, and a new solution had to be put in place. On January 20, 1942, the Wannsee Conference was convened by SS General Reinhard Heydrich, chief of the Reich's Security Main Office, and attended by 15 high-ranking Nazi and German officials at a villa in Wannsee, a city on the outskirts of Berlin. They gathered to discuss and coordinate the final solution of the Jewish question, which is code for the use of death camps to exterminate all 11 million Jews of Europe. Poland. Auschwitz-Birkenau, Auschwitz II, began gassing operations in January 1942. The Auschwitz camps, I, II, and III, which have now become the ultimate symbol of the Holocaust, were responsible for the death of 960,000 Jews between 1940-1945. The more devastating number of deaths were sustained at the hands of the Einsatzgruppen and collaborative efforts of citizens in the occupied countries, as well as deaths in the ghettos and other concentration camps throughout Europe.